Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, June 7th, 2005. Continuing today with the death of the homunculus. Sometime later, maybe a few months, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, I was sitting in the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee on the east side, waiting for a movie to start and mulling over this problem. I had completely dropped out of grad school by the time I moved home the appearance from Syracuse to Milwaukee.
If we call death a new life,
could say that I had damaged
because it
my
seems different from life.
To other people.
We build our beliefs and hopes out of these small misunderstandings.
My evidence of
metaphor, but he called these or possibly the fact that she was getting cured. It did appear near the end of the article. You know, just the odd, clear breath of the asthmatic, the occasional full night of sleep from the insomniac. The broken clock being right here twice a day. But as I thought about it over the next year, I kept thinking about Sylvia's moment of lucidity, of the strange appearance of insight and clarity, and the other, it became the template through which I recalled and saw clearly an incident that had occurred to me earlier in my tenure as a security guard, a midnight security guard at Presidential Plaza, when I had dealt with what I'll call the 3 a.m. apartment hunter who came around
this payoff matrix quickly overwhelmed all my social relationships, girlfriend, friends, family, people I knew in grad school, and so in August of that year, 1981 it was, I landed back in Milwaukee with a family to whom my insistence that I had gone out into a desert of some sort, obviously a very metaphorical desert, but that I had gone out there and discovered something
by some amazing chance, such as that which had led into error our imaginary astronomers, this being the amazing chance that all the orbits of their solar system were in the same planes, lacking eccentricity, perfectly circular. Such an hypothesis that all our laws might be wrong. A table made out of pine wood is a pine tree, but it is also a table. We sit down at the table, not at the pine tree. Although love is a sexual instinct, we do not love with that instinct. Rather, we presuppose the existence of another feeling, and that presupposition to program effectively
took place at the Oriental. And that was where you could immerse yourself in great old movies. And sitting in the Oriental before a movie started, because they actually closed the curtain, and it was a profoundly relaxing period there. And I continued to mull over the problem of the 3 a.m. apartment hunter and the similar problem of Sylvia Crumpkin. How could the 3 a.m. They will hear my coughing, they will think of the cold outside, and they will think of the reports they will have to fill out, the boards and tribunals and hearings they will have to face, all that paperwork that will be their fate if I am found dead. And it comes out that they turned me back out into the cold, deeply embedded in everything we say, and our current metaphor for people who are severely mentally ill is that they are ill. It's the metaphor of disease. She was simply applying a new metaphor to that, the metaphor of a job. And it's the kind of metaphor that, while it's not the standard way people talk, it seems like it's an insight.
It's a better metaphor. It
provides
the hypothesis of an error of this kind being discarded. We may admit that so far as astronomy is concerned, our law has been verified by experiment. So, it would take. Oh, I see.
I
now actually understand. I just realized.
Levi Strauss uses the phrase "good to think." And this was a problem that I found good to think during this difficult period in my life where I was enacting a probably timeless drama of the young artist trying to find himself or trying to find his way in the world without adapting to any pre-existing structures of what that might mean. And the moment occurred there in the Oriental.